Hello again, and a very warm welcome to The Organist Encores. Nigel Ogden here with another half hour or so of vintage theatre organ sounds, and this week we're dipping into the considerable number of recordings originally recorded at 78 RPM, and which have been remastered and reissued on CD. It was suggested to me that such a programme might go down well for a bit of a change, and as always, I very much hope you enjoy the mixture. We start with the extremely effective combination of Dudley Bevan at the Granada Clapham Junction 3-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in 1938. Now, Dudley was obviously a fine player, and I've always thought how sad it was that his life came to such an early end in 1942. Well, three tunes in this medley: Who Stole the Jam, Sweet as a Song, and Got My Mind on Music. Snappy playing of Dudley Bevan at the Granada Clapham Junction. Now, from the same year, 1938, comes this recording of another popular player with a superb technique, Mr. H. Robinson Cleaver. When we both lived in Manchester, I used to meet up with Robbie quite frequently, and I vividly remember going round to his house in the mid-70s to play his Hammond C3 as an audition to be the organist for one of the 12-week summer season shows which Robbie and his business partner used to produce. Well, this track is a great arrangement of Black Eyes, played by Mr. Cleaver on the Regal Bexley Heath, Compton. Thank you. Black Eyes from Robinson Cleaver at the Regal Bexley Heath, Compton. Well, we've visited a couple of London suburbs, but this time we're off to the West End and the beautiful 2 Manuel 8 rank Wurlitzer in the new Gallery Cinema in Regent Street. Ina Barger and her sister Florence de Jong both had close associations with this famous venue, and it's Florence we're about to hear at the console, one of comparatively few recordings made by her, and this is La Rosita. Florence de Jong at the Wurlitzer of what was then the new gallery Regent Street, and La Rosita. The organ remains inside the listed building, which for the past few years has been a Burberry fashion outlet. Well, here's something which may raise a smile or two. It features both sides of a 78 called A Day's Outing, and features comedian Fred Walmsley describing the various ins and outs of his day trip to Blackpool, with all the special effects provided by Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom's original 2 Manuel 10-rank Wurlitzer. So sit back, put a knotted handkerchief on your head and your feet in a bowl of warm water, and let your imagination run free.
Each other day I were feeling a bit out of sorts, so I thought a blow bit sea would do me a power of good. So our Sarah fetches me out me check cap and me sand shoes and packs me up a nice steak and kidney pudding in me snap tin, and off I goes on a day trip to Blackpool. I'd drawn 3 bob out at club. Mind you, when I'm on holiday I'm known one for being stingy with me brass, not me. I like to cut a dash, I do. Our Sarah had got me me return tickets and I was nobbit halfway through me breakfast. I were fair clemmed when she come running back, panting and blowing like out. "Thou'll miss train, Reuben," she says. However, off I goes with a bacon sandwich in me hand and just scrambles on train just as it started. It weren't long afore we got to Blackpool. Somebody mun have told them I were coming because it local band out to meet me. So off I goes till we come to sea. Sands were black with people, either doffing their clothes or donning them. Some of them were throwing themselves up and down in water very near naked. Here I thought I mun be in at this, so I hangs me boots round me neck with laces, rolls me trousers up and off in to see what they were reckoning to do. But I hadn't got in above a couple of inches when it started to teem with rain. Eee, by gum, it did rain. And you had copied from our sir if I'd got me best Sunday blacks wet. So up I goes to a bird. No, not that sort of a bird, you great gormless gump. I mean a young woman. I says, is there a picture palace anywhere, Andy? Aye, she says, there's tower. I'll come along with you, I've nought better to do. So off we goes, and she goes in first, and man says ninepence each. I thought, by gum, dash it, hope it'll be worth it. It was that dark, I had to feel me way inside, and t'other young woman trotted on, and I got hold of several others before I come to right one. The great organ there played by a chap bit name of Reginald Dixon. He were playing away while pictures were on. First picture were a snowy waste with a girl clad in furs. Eee, where's yon, says I to young woman. Alaska, she says. No, I says, Alaska. But I'd no sooner gotten words out of my mouth than people said, sit down or get out. Then next picture come on, there were a lot of people running round a little hut with choppers in their hands, going on for all the world as if they were daft. Whatever are they making that din for, says I. They're beating on the tom-tom, says girl. They'll give themselves indigestion, I says. And I felt a bit famished myself, so I fetches out my snap tin and starts on my pudding. Well, there were a lot of pictures, motor racing round and round that fast it made me giddy. I stands up and shouts, why didn't you show that picture first before I had me dinner? It's putting me right off me pudding. However, they took no notice except the attendant come up to me and said I mun hold me noise. Next picture were a spicy bit. Aye, there were a right gradely lass doffing a dress in front of a window. Just when things began to look promising, dash it or she pulls blind down. Well, I'll be hanged, I says to chap next to me. Aye, says he, I've been here every day this week and that blind's never got struck once. Well, lights went up and a donkey starts to bray. I shouts out, someone's let a donkey in. So, girl says, well, you know the way out, don't you? However, I'd had enough, so I feels me way out again, and I thought I'd better send a letter to Mrs. to say I wouldn't be home that night. So I went into a shop and says, could you write me a bit of a letter to our Sarah? Ah, says she, and she starts to bang on a machine while I told her what to say. There you are, she says, I've done it on my typewriter. Now you've been and done it, you daft lass, I says. Missus will know that isn't my own writing. I shall have to go home after all. Well, I thought I'd better take our Sarah summat from Blackpool, so I buys a musical money box. Every time you put a penny in it, it plays a tune. That'll be just thing for our Sarah, thinks. Aye, and she'll be fair capped with it. However, she doesn't know as I'm the only one as can open it. Aye, I've getting key.
Reginald Dixon and comedian Fred Walmsley joining forces at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, in the early 1930s. Well, we're off back down to London now, this time to the Troxy in Commercial Road, Stepney. Not to hear the superb Cinema Organ Society Wurlitzer, which now lives in this building, but the original three-manual ten-rank Wurlitzer, as recorded in 1939 by Bobby Pagan. Now, the remastering process on this particular CD has resulted in a slightly strange sound, but this arrangement of Tiger Rag and the playing are both first class, so well worth hearing, I hope you'll agree. The sounds of the original Troxy Stepney Wurlitzer in the hands of Bobby Pagan and a piece you may have heard before called Tiger Rag. Well, let's have a duet now. The first BBC theatre organist Reginald Fort at the console of the original BBC Compton accompanies Alfredo Campoli on violin in this haunting arrangement of Reginald King's Song of Paradise. Thank you. Song of Paradise from Reginald Fort at BBC Theatre Organ No. 1 and Alfredo Campoli on violin. Now, Reg Fort's successor, Stanley Macpherson, became a household name during his many years as BBC Theatre Organist, but of course that wasn't his first appointment in this country. He was brought over by MGM from his native Canada to preside at the 1928 opening of the Empire Cinema in Leicester Square, complete with its magnificent four-manual Wurlitzer. Well, during his 10-year residency at the Empire, Sandy made numerous recordings there, and I must admit that this one has always been one of my particular favourites, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Sandy Macpherson at the Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. Well, here's Sandy again to round off this burst of 78 RPM nostalgia, paying tribute to some of his theatre organ colleagues on the instrument he got to know so well, Reginald Fort's touring five-manual Moller organ, after he'd loaned it to the BBC for the duration of World War II and when it was installed in the Grand Theatre Llandudno. Two sides of a 78 called Sandy Forges Signatures.
Hello everyone, this is Sandy at the Theatre Organ, and I'm going to play you the signature tunes of some well-known colleagues of mine, each of which I'm sure you'll recognize. I'm going to begin with my old friend Reggie Dixon. Of course, you all know this one. And here's the signature tune of one of your radio favorites, Sydney Torch. I need hardly tell you whose tune this is. This is one that you must have heard thousands of times, and our old friend Reggie Fort has called it Keep Smiling. Already had one tune from the seaside, and here's another organist who also plays from a town beside the sea, Reginald Porter Brown, who always opens his programs with I didn't get mixed up. That was quite intentional. The excerpt from Rhapsody in Blue is, of course, the signature tune of Harold Ramsey. And now I'll play to you, my own signature tune, which some of you may have heard before. Sandy saying cheerio everyone, goodbye and the best of luck.
Well, there we are, six organists for the price of one, in a manner of speaking, thanks to Sandy Macpherson on the Moller organ, which eventually became BBC Theatre Organ number 2. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing our 78 assortment, and that you can join me again for another archive mixture on the 8th of October. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus lots more exclusive content, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, on our Facebook page, at The Organist Encores, and I hope you'll be able to join Damon next week. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening, and bye-bye.